I have the great pleasure to welcome all of you to this year's Govardhan retreat. It is a great pleasure to see you all as you walk through the Holy Dharma and find your way to the roof. I was thinking, I do not want to be with any other people at this time of my life than with all of you, because there's something which we all have in common. We are pilgrims. Pilgrims are people who go to a goal to which only the compass of the spiritual soul can show the way. In other words, they go to a transcendental goal, a non-material goal. They want to go closer to Krishna. And only the yearning or the longing, the deepest desire of the soul can show us the way. And I think you felt it at one stage before you came into the airplanes and the trains and the rinky-dinky rickshaws which brought you here. You felt that yearning of the soul, the desire to go on sacred pilgrimage and come closer to Krishna. If you consider this area or this exact place where we are now meeting, you must note that this is a place which fulfills the yearning of the soul. From morning till evening and throughout the night, pilgrims circumambulate this sacred mountain, Giriraj. There on the top, just behind you, is a well-frequented temple which has a long-lasting history behind him. And then at the end of the Govardhan Hill, there are the two eyes of Giriraj, Radhakund and Syamakund, which have been proclaimed by our Rupa Goswami, the Acharya of our line, to be the most sacred places in the universe. So this is a place of pilgrimage, 108%, and it has been recognized as such throughout thousands of years. Krishna himself has ordered this place to come. He has manifested Giriraj Govardhan in this world. And we all have come here brought by this desire, this spiritual desire. Therefore, we are one family, one secret family, one brotherhood, or I do not know how you... Well, let's say simply, we are the Govardhan retreat people. So I welcome you in this experience of sacred pilgrimage. And it is my very strong desire that you, that may you all find what you are looking for. Please know that a pilgrim has to learn one little art. He has to open the eyes of his consciousness. He has to be a little bit more alert, a little bit more conscious than at other times in his life and in other places. Because Krishna will fulfill the desire of the pilgrim in various ways. He will not only give, let me say, maybe for one or two of you he will appear in his original form. Maybe others will find him in their dreams. Maybe still others will find some hints, some almost like footprints which Krishna has left in the sand. But most of us might find him in the form of deep insights, new experiences and realizations, subtle hints, and so on. So be keep the eyes of your consciousness wide open, not closed, like most of the time when we travel, or then we have to be so busy with the travel arrangements. No, here we should become busy with Krishna and his hints to us. And I welcome you affectionately. It is a great, great honor, and certainly the fulfillment of Bhujan Prabhu, Jagatarini Mataji, Madhavananda, Adi Purusha. They will be, we are the five presenters. It's the fulfillment of our preaching, teaching, or sharing life, to have such a, let me say, to share this with pilgrims, with devotees who have the same inner calling, that is to come closer to Krishna. Swagatam, suswagatam, it says in Sanskrit. Welcome, a very, very super welcome to all of you. We are very honored to serve you during your week of being on the Govardhan retreat. Hare Krishna. I will request Bhurijan Prabhu to welcome you all now.